Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. Welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast. In the last episode, I began my journey of sharing with you 29 lessons in my 29 years in honor of my 29th birthday. And of course, there were so many lessons. I actually ended up speaking for 2 solid hours, just sharing everything that I really dove into this year, from sisterhood to not taking criticism personally, to managing expectations and finding joy and dance and all of these incredible things. And there was just so much. This was such a great year and such a year of learning in this divine earth school that we are all a part of. So this is part 2. I do recommend listening to part 1 first because, you know, they really build upon each other, and it would be kind of weird to listen to the second half without the first half, but you could listen to this one too. But part 1, I really talk about the core lessons that I learned, and we just continue the journey of evolving and unfolding in this episode. So if you listen to part 1, thank you. I really honor you, and I'm so grateful for you. And I ended up sharing a transmission that came through to me just somehow instantly as I was sharing these lessons with you at the end of this episode. So just fully sit, receive. I'm here with you. And thank you again for being part of my journey. So without further ado, let's welcome me back to the Highest Self Podcast. Oh my goddess, sister queen, I am so excited to share with you that Rose Gold Goddesses is officially open. We are accepting new members for the most high vibe community on the interwebs and in real life as well. What Rose Gold Goddesses is your sacred sisterhood collective. We have our very own app with all types of content to support you on your spiritual journey. From all of my masterclasses, I upload content specifically for Rose Gold Goddesses, from manifestation to launching a podcast to writing a book and everything in between to support you on your journey of becoming your highest self. There are thousands of like-minded women who are there to connect with you, whether you want to meet up for a cup of ceremonial cacao or talk about your dharma or whatever it is that you need support with at this time. Rose Gold Goddesses has got you. Consider it your spiritual gym membership with all things to support you on your journey of becoming your highest self. So you can come join us at rosegoldgoddesses.com. Again, that is rosegoldgoddesses.com, and we are so excited to welcome you in. So, number 8, there is no point on spending time on what went wrong. So this was a big lesson that I learned when, and this might sound like, oh, boo-hoo, but this was actually a big deal for me. At my wedding, the transportation ended up forgetting to pick up the bride, and it was super stressful because I didn't know if I was going to make it to my wedding. I was calling my wedding planner, no one's picking up. Everyone's actually at the wedding, and I am an hour and a half away on the other side of the island. We are in Hawaii, and I didn't have a ride, and my wedding was starting, and I didn't know what to do, and there's no Ubers there, and like I was literally freaking out. And then, long story short, there was a driver, but he was at the hotel lobby and he was told that he can only leave if the bus is filled up, but everyone was at the wedding and we were the only people left. And I'm like literally a bride in my bride's dress trying to convince this bus driver to take me to my own wedding, and he's refusing to take me and screaming at me and I'm screaming at him. It was a full-on battle. I had to make it to my wedding, y'all. Like, I was not going to miss out on that shit because of him. I'm going to take this bus and drive it to my wedding. So I ended up being like an hour and a half late. Like, luckily I made it like right when I was supposed to be walking down the aisle. But because of that, things got pushed back. And we only had the wedding area, because it was an outside wedding in where they shot Jurassic Park in Kualoa Ranch, until 10 p.m. because of the laws of sound outside. So, you know, I had to miss out on like an hour and a half of my wedding. And there was so much like that I planned in my head, and this was the schedule, and over again, the schedule, and it's going to be like this and that, like down to the detail, like, oh, we can't do this, it's going to take 5 minutes too long. I had everything mapped out. And then I didn't have a ride there. because of, you know, a matter I couldn't control of miscommunication between the transportation and the wedding planner. And I was really upset about it. And after like my whole honeymoon, I was like a little bit PTSD over it because I was like angry. I was sad. I was regretful. Like I was so stressed during my wedding too, because of it being late, everything felt so rushed and I felt like I wasn't able to be present. And, you know, I was like, oh my God, the dinner's taking too long and we need to do the dance. And I felt like we were going from one thing to the next. And it was only when I was like on the dance floor that I was really able to just drop in and be in the moment when like everything was done. So because of that, like after, especially on my honeymoon, I was just like feeling like really like regretful and kind of sad about it. And, you know, I realized that there's just no point in spending time on what went wrong. Like, had I been able to do anything in advance, I would have, but that was a situation that I could not have controlled and I could not have seen it coming. And we all get those situations thrown at us. And, you know, maybe it was the universe wanted me to let go of control and it all needed to happen. Or maybe it's chaos theory and shit just happens too. I'll never know. But what I do know is that I think I spent a little bit too long of being mad about it, being mad at the wedding planner, being mad about how it went out. And there's just no point in that. And I should have just fully, the moment that it was done, only focused on how well and how beautiful the wedding was and how much went right and how everyone said it was the best wedding of their lives they've gone through, and not focusing on what I missed out on. And I think that this goes with everything in our lives. Like, we so focus on the negative. We focus on the cloud in the sky. And part of it is the way that our minds are wired. We were evolutionary wired to focus on the threat, the danger, the thing that could go wrong, because it could, you know, actually help our survival. But we're not worried about tigers eating us anymore. So us like focusing on everything that's going to go wrong is actually not helping our survival, but it's inhibiting it. So I'm kind of waiting for our like universal upgrade when we're going to stop like worrying about Neanderthal shit happening. Like, hi universe, we've evolved since then. Can you fix up our brains to this dimension? Like, a little shocked that that upgrade hasn't happened yet. Like, I need to reinstall my software, because mine is like yours and it can still worry about things that happened in the past. And that's something I really want to let go of this year. So number 9 is sign up for a class that sounds fun. You never know where it could take you. So again, for me, that was DJing. I'm so grateful that I signed up, because I do believe that DJing, creating music, and creating conscious movement experiences is part of my dharma. And I would have not have actualized it or even tapped into it had I not signed up for DJ school, even though it was the most stressful period of my life. Number 10, don't spend an ounce of time worrying about other people's opinions. So this year has been my largest year yet, about to hit 200,000 Instagram subscribers. And this podcast has had, I think we're at like 14 million downloads. It is insane. Like 60,000 people per episode in the first month are listening to this podcast. Like, it's, how big is the Staples Center? Like, I don't even know. Like, to me, I'm alone in my apartment like all the time and I don't really see like other humans that much. So it's like everything in my life is kind of the same. So it's kind of just like numbers to me at this point, because I've never actually like seen like even 1,000 of you guys at once, let alone 60, let alone 200. So when you expose yourself to a greater audience, which I continue to do my entire life, it also opens you up to these pool of people called the haters. And these haters, like, I've been observing them, guys. They go around, they look for people living their truth, and they try to bring them down. Notice, all of them are on private Instagrams with no profile pictures. Because no one that has ever showed up, expressed who they are, had the courage to really stand in their own authenticity and truth, no one who's ever done that would ever hate on someone else. It's always the people who try to take, you know, as Brené Brown says, the cheap seats. The cheap seats are those who are essentially cowardly behind their no Instagram picture private account where they can't be hurt and no one can criticize them, and they go around and criticize other people and they try to rally other people around criticizing them. It's sad. And when you see those people, they are just going around looking for people to hate. In my life, I've never written a hate comment to anyone on anything. Not a YouTube video, not a podcast review, definitely not an Instagram DM. Like, that's not my vibration. I would never do that. Even if someone did something to me, I just would never do that. It's just like not where I'm at. So these people who are doing it are in a lot of pain. They hate themselves. No one that loves themselves can hate someone else. If you hate yourself, it's going to perpetually lead to you hating other people. If you love yourself, it's going to perpetually lead to you loving other people. Whatever we think about ourselves is what's going to exist all around us. So these haters are out there, and it's really sad that they don't value themselves. They don't love themselves. They're not doing anything important with their lives, and they have so much free time on their hands, and they don't know what to do with it. So they try to take other people down who have figured out what they want to do with it. And, you know, I'm laughing at it now, but it could actually be hurtful when you're on that receiving end, because these people will try to do whatever they can to bring you down. I mean, I've gotten like death threats. I've gotten people saying I'm a disgrace, this, that. Why? For twerking, for dancing, for empowering women to tap into their sexuality, for honoring the goddesses, for even talking about the goddesses, you know. These people are so stuck in their closed-mindedness, and they aren't willing to tolerate an opinion outside of themselves. You don't have to agree with me. Like, you can totally not resonate with me, but to go out of your way to send me a hateful comment or a death threat, like, that just speaks volumes of where you are at. So that has been really interesting to see. And what I've learned is that every single leader deals with that. And it just speaks volumes about the pain body in our society and how they are just looking for a place to dissipate their hate. And when they see someone who is empowered, the part of them that is not willing to fully empower themselves is so triggered that they try to bring this person down. And it ain't working, honey. I'm just going to send you some virtual love and also block you on Instagram, because I have no tolerance for that at all. And I just really feel sorry that people feel this way in their hearts, and I hope they find the help and support that they need. So, number 11, keep your standards high and don't sequester due to fear. So this was related to my apartment hunt this summer. As I mentioned a couple times, this summer we thought we were going to buy a condo. We were all in. It was going to happen. And they said they need more time. They need more time. They need more time, which led to us living in one motel to the next, to the hotel, to an Airbnb, to this, to that, and eventually it falling through. And then is in the middle of the summer. Rents are super high in LA, especially if you're trying to live near the ocean, and we couldn't find a place to live. So there were so many times that I wanted to just sequester to fear of just like, whatever, this place will just work. I just want to live somewhere. I just need to have a home. It's just making me so anxious and uncomfortable and ungrounded and root chakra out of balance, the fact that I don't have a home space right now. But the fact that I kept my standards high, like, I didn't wait this long to move into a place that is not in alignment with where I'm at. I really had a vision of what my home looked like near the ocean, expansive floor-to-ceiling windows, like near nature, somewhere that I really feel like is a retreat, like a sanctuary for my soul, especially because I spent all of my time at home, and somewhere I really feel safe too. There were so many times that that vision was not showing up. It's not in my price range. It's not going to happen. And eventually we ended up finding the perfect place. So keep your standards high. Go after what you really want. And when you're afraid, it's really easy to just jump ship to whatever is like the closest, easiest option, because you just don't want to be in this vulnerable place of not knowing. But remember why you even got into that place in the first place. And that was because you knew that there was something better for you out there. So be uncomfortable until you find what expands you. Oof, that should be a quote. I should write that down. Okay. So number 12 is trust your inner knowing. Your internal GPS, that Siri that you got in there, that compass, knows what's up. Trust it. Honor it. Don't second guess it. Whatever is like that first intuitive thing that comes to mind, respect it. Put it in a picture frame and don't settle for anything less. I am always reminded of this, always, 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 from the vision that I had for my book cover, which I actually just shot today, guys, Discover Your Dharma. I had a vision for the cover and the publisher is like, oh, well, we actually want you to do this and this. And I'm like, nope, this is the cover. And before, I did not have that certainty or that strength. It's not like I was like born with it and other people are not. Like, I did not have this. I mean, I had it, but I was not aware of it and I was not trusting of it. But the more that you trust it, the more it expands. And then you're able to recognize what that feeling is. And then you're able to tap in and have a vision of what it is that you need. But it takes practice of trusting and honoring and listening to yourself and not asking for other people's advice. Like, talked about this before. Go on advice detox. Do not ask for advice from anyone on anything. Like, you can read books, you can listen to podcasts, but don't be like, Mom, what should I do about this? Hannah, what should I do about that? You know, because that's how we give up our own power. And that is how we make our intuition weaker, because we're not listening to our truth. So trust your inner knowing, trust that GPS, shit knows what's up. Number 13, seek support. You can do so much more when you aren't doing it alone. This has been like, blah, 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 can we get in your head? It's like something I like knew before, but I was, yeah, you know, but the thing is, I'm pretty good at doing it by myself and I'm fast and, you know, it's fine. I don't have the money to support. No, you know, I don't think we all always need support for like everything when it comes to business. I think that being resourceful at the beginning of your business is really beneficial. And I'm super grateful because, you know, people quit, people don't show up, people don't do their job all the time. And the fact that I'm able to go into the email sequence and do the automations or go into the back end and recode the website, the fact that I'm able to do all of these things has been like super instrumental, because you can't trust people. Like, no one's going to care about your business as much as you can yourself. I mean, you can trust people, but you can't depend on them without really knowing, because then you could end up in really vulnerable situations, like in the middle of a launch and someone just quits, you know? So at the same time, we have to seek support. It's just finding those right people, finding someone that knows something that you don't know that could help you. Maybe you trade someone, you know, I'm doing a trade with one of my friends. She knows a lot about like scaling and business and hiring and that kind of stuff, which I just don't really know about, but I'm going to do an Ayurvedic consultation with her because I know a lot about that. So support could come from, you know, an exchange with friends. It could come from hiring a VA. It could come from working with a teammate, business partner, whatever it is. But I do think that we humans work best in groups and we really need each other and we bounce ideas off each other. I mean, Rose Gold Goddesses, I was jamming with, you know, this girl on my team just about like, you know, I had this idea of like doing goddess circles and this. I just kept talking to her. She's like not even responding. She's just listening to me. And I'm like, and then it could be this and goddesses and Rose Gold Goddess. And it all came through. And I would not have even come up with the idea had I not had a person that was listening to me. So it just reminds me, and it's something that I really should do more of, is just like being around people. I can definitely be a hermit and not see people for like days or weeks on end and like be fine with it. But then when I do see people, I'm like so excited and I'm like, oh my God, I want to be around you all the time. Don't leave me. And it feels really good to be in conversation and flow and hear other people's feedback. So seek support. You know, you never know what you can learn. And also you have so much to offer yourself to. Number 14, reach out to new people. You never know what friendship awaits. So it's not just for business. It's also just for friendships. You know, most of my friends slid into their DMs on that Instagram. And now in Rose Gold Goddesses, I've made so many friends with you guys and hired people and have, you know, such an incredible community going on there. And just like reaching out to people is so powerful because everyone is just waiting for someone to reach out to them. And I think that we all are like, why aren't people reaching out to me? Why aren't people inviting me to things? And it's like, well, when's the last time you reached out to people and you invited them to things? And, you know, you might invite 10 people to things and one person ends up coming, but it's still worth it. Like, keep showing up, keep doing it, keep inviting. So this year I really made a lot of new friends, new people that I didn't even know existed in LA, because I moved to LA like not having a regular job. So it was quite hard and took me a long time to meet people. And just from me going from one event and then making friends and getting their number and reaching out to them and inviting them to something else, it's allowed me to like tap into this whole pool of like very entrepreneurial women who I did a mastermind with, the Sister Support Sisters Mastermind, that I would not have met otherwise. So reach out to people. You never know what it could lead you to. One friendship leads you to the next, leads you to the next, which leads you to a whole new squad, which is super life-changing. Number 15, friendship comes in all ages and backgrounds. So this year, a lot of my friends that I made were much older than me. I mean, I've always had friends that are older than me since I was young, maybe because I'm just an old soul and I've just like experienced a lot in this lifetime already that I just really don't feel like I'm 29. I feel like I'm in my 40s. But actually, a lot of my friends are in their 40s. And it was just like, I just had a birthday party with two of my best friends who are both turning 41 and I'm turning 29. And that's like a 12-year age difference. And it didn't feel weird. It didn't feel like awkward or strange. Like it didn't even like come up. Like they just felt like me, you know? So be friends with people of all ages, all backgrounds, all walks of life, all careers, because there's so much richness to a diversity of friends. I think a lot of us, we look for sameness in friends, and sameness is great, as well as diversity. And no one is going to be exactly like you. And I think even looking for people who are maybe a bit different from you, different background, different walk of life, different age group, different generation, there's a lot to learn there. So that was a great lesson, something I really want to continue doing. Like, I'm down to make friends with 19-year-olds too. Like, I'm open to all the friends. Number 16, work in batches. So go all in on one project until you complete it before starting the next. I have found that that works really well for me. If I am excited about something, just to really go all in. Like, let that drive run till the end. So if I am, you know, for example, this summer when I had a lot going on, it was super stressful for me because I was balancing many different plates. Like I was able to get things done, but I wasn't feeling like, oh, like I feel like I put my full soul into that. Whereas this December during my holiday, because there were no emails and stuff going on, I fully got to focus on my book and what was going to originally be edits. I literally rewrote the entire book way better than I even originally wrote it. And it was because I had my focused attention on that project. And again, it's just a reminder to me of the power of focus and the power of really intentionally going into something and not having anything else on your mind. Like the only thing on my mind is to create this one thing till the fullest. Of course, like feed yourself, exercise, take care of yourself, be a human. But I think a lot of us are trying to start a lot of projects off the ground at the same time, and it leads our energy being very diffused. And we need to ramp things up. Like think of a rocket ship, right? That rocket ship needs to go through like the tunnel to get that momentum, to get that fire. Whereas if it's like in this very big, broad field, it's not going to get that same momentum. So if you have a project, really like create that container so it can really fuel up. It's like it's your priority. It's your main baby. Let yourself fully come to full-term pregnancy with it and birth it and let it walk to life before you birth that next project. Number 17, write a letter to someone who you still may have anger towards. So I shared that I did this with my dad and it was deeply healing. And I highly recommend doing this to anyone that maybe you need to forgive, or maybe there's still weird energy there, or whatever is happening between you and that person that maybe you're like, oh, I'm over it. I don't care. Often it's a parent. I think all of us have some sort of issue with one of our parents or maybe both. But writing a letter to him, even though he never read it, did worlds of wonder for me, and actually even has helped our relationship, because energetically I got to speak a lot of the truths that I hadn't even put into words yet, things that I was sad or angry about that I didn't even know that I was. So I really recommend this practice. We take a quick break from this episode so I can share with you an amazing opportunity. Are you interested in having a career focused on health and wellness? Well, if so, then the universe is calling you to become a holistic health coach. I am offering this incredible deal, a discount of $1,500 off my alma mater, Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is the world's largest nutrition school, with guest teachers such as Deepak Chopra, Chris Carr, Dr. Hyman, and Dr. Andrew Whale, and so many others. It is split between 6 months months of health coaching programs teaching you hundreds of nutritional theories, including Ayurveda, as well as 6 months of business coaching. And as an additional bonus, I am offering a webinar where I will teach you how to use social media to create a thriving career as a health coach. On top of that, I have created a private Facebook community just for the Highest Self podcast listeners who are becoming health coaches to connect with each other, meet up with each other, and support one another on this journey. So if you're interested, send an email over to Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com with subject IIN. Again, Sahara at eatfeelfresh.com with subject IIN. And I will personally send you back the email that will allow you to get a $1,500 off discount, as well as my business coaching webinar and the private Facebook group. I'm so excited for you to begin your journey as a health coach. Okay, real talk. The product I'm about to tell you about is literally the best thing I've ever put into my mouth. And that is saying a lot. And this is Organifi's Gold. So essentially, it is the hot chocolate of your dreams with none of the sugar and all of the turmeric and reishi, with a touch of ginger as well. It is delicious on its own just with water. When I was on my Pancha Karma and I couldn't have any sugar or chocolate, anything like that, I brought my Organifi Gold with me. Panchakarma approved, and all I needed was hot water, and it was the perfect, just sweet, soothing, desserty taste that I so deeply crave after meals. And it makes me feel so calm, so restorative. It is my optimal nighttime tonic, and literally I've gotten all my friends on it, and I'm pinching myself that they are my podcast sponsors, because even if they weren't, I would still be telling everyone about it. So head over to Organifi.com and use coupon code Sahara for 20% off. That is Organifi, Organifi.com. Use coupon code Sahara for 20% off your gold. Number 18, the world needs more fun. Fun is the name of the game. Fun is where I'm heading in this direction. If it's fun, if it feels good, if it's expansive, if it's joyful, if it's aligned with my highest truth, I am in it. And that's what the world needs more of. We don't need more information. We need more embodiment. And, you know, I could tell you all this, and like, I think this is what happens, especially with spirituality. We come into spirituality with the same mindset that we came into school of like, I need to learn the facts. I need to learn the data. I need to learn the analytics. I need to learn the research, the graphs, whatever it is. So we're like, how can I learn breath work? How can I learn Ayurveda? How can I learn shamanic healing? And we look at it like school. We look at it like information, and it's not. It's embodiment. It's awareness. It's not about memorizing everything in Ayurveda. It's actually living it. And living it doesn't even require knowing everything about it. There are millions of people living Ayurvedic lifestyles who don't even know what the word is. And I am more interested in that. I am more interested than actually living it than knowing all of the research about it. And trust me, I'm someone who is a nerd, who loves to research, who writes books. And that's not the world needs more of just like brainiacs. We have a lot of brainiacs on this planet, but we don't have a lot of people embodying the truth. And to me, that's the full spectrum, having both sides of the knowledge and then also like living it. You know, for example, I was on this journey. Oh my gosh, I need to learn meditation. I need to get good at meditation. I did TM training. I did tantric meditation training. I've done so many different classes. I need to learn meditation. I'm reading books on meditation. And I would be reading these books and I'm like, why am I reading a book on meditation when I could just be meditating? You know? And I'm like, oh, well, that is my mind that wants all the information about meditating and I don't need it. You know, it's my ego trying to be in control and make sense of things. I don't need it. No one needs it. We don't need to know that drinking water is good for us. Just drink the fucking water. You don't need to know breathing is good for you. Just breathe. So we don't need all of this over-intellectualizing and over-analyzing and data. Like, I think that people who have not yet tapped into the totality of their spirit do. Like, I think that there's a lot of benefit in that research to help like the naysayers and the non-believers believe. But if you believe, just do it. You don't need to keep reading about it. Just do it, you know? Like, even with my yogic path deck that came out this September 2, my new oracle card deck, A Yogic Path, which is everything Vedic from goddesses to Ayurveda to chakras to Dharma, Karma, Kriya. All the things we talked about on this podcast are part of my oracle card deck. You can get that deck on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, wherever books are sold. It is called A Yogic Path. It has beautiful ethereal artwork of the actual ancient Vedic statues from 2000 plus years ago with psychedelic art by Danielle Noel, who's Star Child Tarot, amazing artist. So every single day I've been pulling cards from a yogic path. And then one day, you know, I was doing my thing, pulling my card, and I was like, wait, why am I every day going to a new card when I haven't fully embodied the card of the day before? If I could just take one card and really embody it in this lifetime, I think I'm doing my job. But my ego, my brain, my personality is saying, oh, well, you need to pull a new card. Today's a new day, so you need to pull a new card. And I do think that there is a lot of benefit of pulling cards every single day, but are we embodying it? Are you pulling the card? Oh, cool, I pulled Tantra. Or are you embodying, oh, Tantra, what is Tantra? It's the union of my masculine and feminine. How do I embody that in everything that I do, from my relationships to sipping this cacao? How do I fully embody my masculine, feminine nature? So I realized that I am far more interested in fully embodying one card than I am about pulling a new one every day, reading the definition, going on with my day, living my life as I normally do. And this is from someone who literally wrote the card deck. So that's what the world needs, more fun, more embodiment. And I will be guiding you on that journey this year. Number 19, make your home your sanctuary. It makes all the difference. So this year, after finally moving into my new apartment, which I so deeply love, and I see dolphins, so cool. They're not here in the wintertime. They're here in the summer, but oh my God, it's so cool. And I really wanted to make this like my home. Like my last apartment was like things that I got for pretty affordable that didn't really match. And, you know, I didn't really spend time on like decorating and design, but this time I did. And I have plants everywhere, and I have these beautiful baskets, woven baskets on the wall made by the Maasai tribe. And it has this kind of like African Moroccan theme to it, and just like cool floor pillows and a little altar area and art that inspires me, like prints of artists that I found online. And I look around the room and I'm like, I love what I see. And that was never the case in my previous places. I was like, oh yeah, it looks cute. But I wasn't like, I love what I see. This looks like a Pinterestable. I mean, it's not totally Pinterestable because my husband had to add his freaking record player in the middle of our living room. Not so happy about it. But you know, marriage is compromise, right? It's funny because he added this like record player, and he has all of these old school records that are out. And the one that's like always out, it says Grateful Dead on it, which is obviously a famous rock band. And at first I saw it, I was like, Grateful Dead? That sounds depressing. It's a skull. Like, I don't want that in my living room. Every time I'm writing my book and recording this podcast, I'm looking at Grateful Dead. But then I was like, you know what? We should be grateful before we're dead. So every time I look at that record, I list one thing I'm grateful for in my mind, and it has been very supportive. So right now I'm grateful to be laughing at this and having this podcast. So I recommend having the word grateful or even grateful dead to remind you of your morality somewhere in your life. Number 20, you can pull off way more than you can ever imagine. Yeah, this year majorly taught me that. I've been under pressure so many times, tight deadlines. Like, I'm working on another project right now, Yogic Path Journal. And like today the editor was like, oh, we need everything in by Friday. I'm like, what? And dealing with a lot of work stuff right now, of the Rose Goddess Challenge and the launch and all of the things related to that. My first response is, oh my God, I can't do it this week. I'm so busy. And then after, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it right now. And I did it. And even though I was like all of these things going on, I didn't have like my beautiful whole day to write and be in the sun and meditate on each word. But I did it. And it was honestly just as good. And it reminded me that I don't need all of these things to be creative. I don't need all of these things to fully actualize. They're important. They're beneficial. I'm going to provide them to myself as much as I possibly can. And there are days that my life is busy and I can't. And that doesn't mean that I can't still fully show up. That doesn't mean that my creativity is zapped. It doesn't mean I'm either like creative vessel channel or like completely out of it, void human. Like, I can tap back in at any given moment, and so can you. We always have access to source. So it was a huge reminder to me that you're able to create. It doesn't have to be the perfect day. It doesn't have to be the perfect time. You can tap into it at any given moment. Number 21, stand up in your worth. you know, this is such a valuable lesson for all of us. And I think that a major movement right now that is happening is us realizing that we are worthy, and our worthiness is essentially what allows us to create abundance, to create opportunities, et cetera. I have a lot to say around this topic, so maybe I'm going to record a separate podcast on this, but I think worthiness, one, inherently as a human, you are worthy. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of all human rights, and that includes like fun and sensuality and play. And also know the value that you give. And I think that a lot of us, because the value that we give is non-tangible, it's energetic, we don't really know tangibly what it's worth. And because of that, often other people try to question our value. They try to put it into numbers and maybe lower the number because they're not able to see, like, you know, like a lawyer has this worth societally, or an accountant, or whatever else. But because we are like energetic or spiritual or healers, etc., it's harder because it's a newer field. And a lot of people, even people who might be totally spiritual and totally aligned, are probably going to question your worth. And if you fully know who you are and you stand in your power and you realize, like, no, like the laughter and the joy and the love and the compassion that I bring is worthy, then you won't sequester to that. And when you stand in your worth, then that person will also stand in your worth too. Number 22, plants make everything better. I don't know why I was so late to the plant party, but I'm so glad that I'm in it now. Like, I'm just looking around. I probably have like 20 plants at my home. I want more. I just love them. It really makes me feel like I'm in a tropical location. Not like my plants are like these really beautiful, thriving ones. I mean, my fig tree is a little bit dying right now, but snake plants will live through anything, and they're actually really cute, and I'm a fan. And I also just put like eucalyptus around. My money tree is definitely thriving. Have some monstera, some birds of paradise. I love them. I'm really happy about them. And even just like potted flowers, so good. And fresh flowers. Oh, love them all. Number 23, infuse dance in your day. Write while dancing. Return emails while dancing. Walk while dancing. Like, obviously, you guys, you're getting dance as my major vibe right now, but it's not just like on the dance floor or like at a dance class. Like, dance while you're recording a podcast. Dance while you're at line at Whole Foods. Dance while you're in the doctor's office. It doesn't have to be on the dance floor. Make life your dance floor. That is my invitation to you. Number 24, joy is the ultimate code. When you are living in joy, you naturally attract the exact opportunities that you didn't even know you're looking for. So, as I mentioned, the universe has better plans for you than you could ever have for yourself. And when you're living in joy, you are fully receiving those opportunities. You are tapped into the cosmic dance. And as you are emitting that positive frequency, it's coming back to you. Have you ever noticed on days when like something goes wrong, then suddenly something else goes wrong and something else and something else, and it's like this series of unfortunate events? Well, that is because your energy shifted. Your energy shifted to a lower vibration, so now you are attracting things of that vibration. Whereas when something amazing happens and suddenly like someone was really kind to you at the line of the coffee shop, and then this happened, and you're so excited, and you got this amazing opportunity, and now you made money, and whatever, like everything's going great. So whatever energy we feel inside is the energy that the universe emits to us. Like, this is like what quantum physics is all about. And when we choose joy, and joy is a choice, it's not a matter of circumstances. There are people in perfect circumstances who could be the most joyful people ever. All the money, time, resources, family in the world, and they're not happy. They're not joyful. And there are people who we might think have no reason to be joyful, refugee camps, homeless, etc. And they are still choosing joy. So like, go to the streets of India and go to the slums and you'll see some of the most joyful people. Of course, there's poverty and there's also a lot of sadness and a lot of difficulties too. But joy, you'll see there are joyful people who are joyful in any situation, and there are people who don't choose joy in any situation, whether they won the lottery or are in poverty. So when we choose joy, we naturally attract the opportunities that we did not even know we're looking for. Those are the opportunities that the universe has been waiting to gift us with, but we just haven't been in the frequency to receive them. Really want that to land in. Are you in the frequency to receive the joy that the universe is waiting to gift you? Oh, I should do a podcast on that. Let me know. Let me know in the reviews if you want me to do a podcast episode on joy or any of these topics. I would love to hear from you. Number 25, we're wrapping up. Women are craving to come together on a deeper level. Be the person that makes that happen. And this is an opportunity for any of us. Women want to get together. We've always gotten together. In villages, we were gathering, singing songs, collecting fruits and nuts and seeds and weaving baskets and making food and dancing and creating medicine and looking at the stars and honoring our moon cycles and bleeding into the earth and creating alchemy and medicine and forging crystals and flowers. You know, we've always been doing magical things together, dancing in the rivers. You know, I can't stop with these examples because I so want to be there right now in the ancient times gathering as women, but it doesn't have to just be in the ancient times. It could be again today. And women are so craving to gather on that level, but we don't have that many opportunities. Like our local YMCA is not like, let's all gather naked in the pool and howl at the moon tonight at 7 p.m. Bring your own cacao. Like that is not happening. So it is an opportunity for all of us to be that person that makes it happen. Be that sister that invites a couple women, maybe women that you don't even really know that well, but it's a friend of a friend or someone that you want to connect with more. Invite her over. Have a goddess circle with her. I teach you how to do that in Rose Gold Goddesses, of how to facilitate the circle and all of that kind of stuff. But women want to come together. They want to connect. They want to dive in deeper. And we can be that person that facilitates it. We can gather women together. Let's dance on the beach. You know, when there's a bunch of you guys dancing, even four of you dancing, it doesn't feel as weird anymore. Like, a couple of friends and I are gathering together to create choreography to songs because it's something that we all just love to do. So we hear the song, Heather, who's been on this podcast song, and we're like making up dances to it and we're going to make a music video to it for fun. And that was just because I offered the idea of what if we made choreography together? And they were like, yes, we would love to. So we can be that person who creates deeper connections, who creates the type of events that we want to be a part of, the types of gatherings that we are so craving. Don't wait for the invitation, create the invitation. Number 26, you can be yourself, even on email, even to strangers. Chances are everyone needs more light in their day. I feel like the way I used to email was like, hello, ma'am, greetings to you today. I am asking thy permission to sequester the, you know, it was so formal, right? And now I'm like, hey, queen, what's happening? Like, even if it's someone I've never even met, I literally talk the way that I talk in real life. And most of the time they're like relieved that I'm just a normal human. I think like a lot of us spend a lot of our time behind the computer, behind emails, where everyone is just so fucking formal. And it gets exhausting to put on that like email etiquette all the time of like, okay, like looking forward to hearing back, toodle. Like who the fuck talks like that, you know? I certainly don't in my real life. So just be you with a stranger. Be like, why do we feel this need that we have to like break the ice? Like, do you guys remember like break the ice, like events at parties? Like you would play a game to break the ice, you know? I actually think those games are kind of fun, but we don't need to break the ice. The ice is already broken, y'all. We're in global warming. There is no ice anymore. Unfortunately, I wish there was some ice to break, but it has all been melted in the polar caps. So we can just start off as friends. There is no need for formalities here. And if you want more of that in your life, you be the person that starts that. It feels really good. Number 27, you don't need to set goals. The universe will set them for you. Now, this is something I especially realized in December where everyone's like, New Year's intentions, New Year's goals. What are your goals? Q4 goals, Q1 goals, Q2 goals. Blah, blah. And I was like, I don't really know what my goals are. Like, I don't really have goals. Like, that's just not the way that I operate. I feel like I can't operate like that because I don't know what the universe has waiting for me. All of the goals that I've had, whether it is writing certain books, creating Rose Gold Goddesses, whatever it is, that was never my goal. Like I just followed what was exciting to me and what I was flowing towards energetically, and it happened. And as I was doing it, I was just following the flow. So again, like yoga journal cover. That was never my goal. It just happened. So I don't believe that you need to set goals. I believe that the universe will set them for you. But I believe that you must have perseverance and dedication and strength and courage and patience to allow the universe to bring those goals to you. You must show up in what brings you to the highest excitement, not because you set them as your goal, but because it genuinely makes you feel the most expansive. This is how I believe goals are set. Number 28, we're almost done. The world is truly awakening. The community you never thought you could find in the US exists, and it's expanding more than ever before. So upon leaving India and Bali, I was like, I'm never going to find a community here. I never even thought I would live in LA. I wasn't even living in LA. I was staying at my grandparents' place, helping them out around the house while I was like trying to write this Ayurveda book. I wasn't really sure what was going to happen next. And honestly, I wanted to go to Ecuador and study shamanism. Like that was where I thought my journey was taking me. And I definitely didn't think I'd live in the US. I was like, oh my God, there's shopping malls and highways and everyone is so unconscious. I'm never going to find like meaning and community here. And that was untrue. You know, the awakening was definitely more nascent when I was really in that journey of seeking conscious community here, you know, like 8 years ago. And now I see that there are ecstatic dances like every other week in LA. There are more breathworks and sound baths and shamanic totem animal explorations than I could even count or ever attend. And there are more sisters that are aligned spiritually than I can even meet with in person. It's insane. And I never thought that this would happen here. So the world is truly awakening. Consciousness is rising. It is all over the place from Minnesota to wherever, Timbuktu. And it's really becoming a global movement. I mean, I see it just in members in my community of all from Kazakhstan to Ukraine to everywhere in between. And it feels so good to see that we are all coming together and how really how similar we all are, how we all want the same things. We all want deeper connections and relationships. We all want fun without drugs and booze and alcohol. We all want a place to dream, to get creative, to have nature in our lives. And it feels amazing that we're tapping more into the universal humanness that exists inside of all of us instead of focusing on our differences. And this, my friends, is what will heal the world. And number 29, my final lesson. So what I actually realized this year is that my dharma has just begun. Like, I don't even think that my truest dharma even has started yet. I think that everything I've been doing right now is preparing me for like something that is more expansive than I'm aware of right now. I really just have this feeling that this information that I've been channeling, Ayurveda, goddesses, etc., have been preparing me to create something that brings together music and dance and sacred sisterhood and all of the things together. I don't know what it is. I could like feel it coming, but I know that I just need to continue to embody it and follow my intuition because she always guides the way. And I share this with you because I think a lot of you guys probably listen to me and think that I totally have it figured out. Like, she knows exactly what she's doing. She's been on this path for a really long time. Like, she's just the kind of person who has it figured out. And I want to share with you that I actually don't think that I even know fully what I came here to do yet. Even though I've written a book on Discover Your Dharma, part of what I write about is your dharma continues to unfold. Like, we are living our dharma in any given moment that we're honoring our truth, but the manifestation of our dharma continues to change. You know, your dharma could be to create beauty in this world, and that could have meant that you were a hairstylist for a 10-year period of time, and then maybe you were an interior designer, and then maybe you worked in graphic design, and then maybe you worked in floral, and then maybe you made music, but you were always creating beauty in this world. So I believe my dharma is to raise consciousness and inspire people to become their highest self and to blend ancient wisdom in a modern and relatable, fun approach, and there are many iterations of that to come. You know, I would have never expected a podcast because like podcasts didn't even exist like 10 years ago. So I don't know what is to come, but all I know is that I will keep honoring my intuition, keep following what is exciting, keep following what feels expansive for me at this moment. And that will take me exactly there. I am so grateful for you. Thank you so much for being a part of my journey, for just listening, for caring, for listening to this episode. It's like, I know how crazy it is. You're like literally listening to me talk in like your car or on your walk, or maybe you're working out or your kids are screaming or whatever's happening in your life. And maybe you feel like separate from me. Maybe you feel like I'm here and you're there and we're not really talking in real life, but like we actually are. Like right now, you and I are in a conversation. And even though in human time, these words were spoken at a different time than you are hearing them, in highest truth, time does not exist. So you are actually listening to me speak to you in real time. I am really speaking to you right now, to you listening. And I want to honor you. I really want to honor all of the hard work you do and the effort that you make to be a better person. I want you to know that it does not go unnoticed. I want you to know that you are completely on the right path, even though you sometimes don't feel like it. I want you to know that your desire to learn and to educate yourself and to grow is very admirable. And I want you to know that you do have it figured out, even though you might not think you do right now, but you do. You have this knowing in you that is guiding you, and you are on the right path. And even if things might feel a little bit like weird or foggy or transitiony or whatever is happening to you right now, you're exactly where you need to be. And the only reason why you have resonated with any of these words that I spoke is because you have seen your own excellence in them too. You have seen yourself and your own potential in them too, because I am no different from you. I am a girl who came from, you know, suburban Massachusetts background, never knew anything about this stuff, and I followed my curiosity. And I let one thing guide me to the next, and it brought me here, and I'm still not done. And you're still not done. And your curiosity has brought you here. And we're all on these journeys of evolving and learning and expanding. And all we have to do is remain anchored to our truth, because our truth will guide us back at any given moment. So right now, I really want you to tap into what truth feels like for you. What does it feel like in your career? What does it feel like in your relationships? What does it feel like in your friendships? How can you create a life that is more true to you? And one of those shifts will naturally progress to the next. So again, don't feel like you have to have it all figured out. There are different seasons, there are different stages, there are different times. Just focus on the one thing that feels really exciting for you right now. Give it your all and let the next step reveal itself to you. That was just a completely channeled message that Spirit wanted me to tell you right now. I don't even know where that came from, but I feel like you need to hear it. So thank you for listening. I really honor you, and I'm so grateful for you being here. Reach out to me on Instagram at @IamSaharaRose. If you loved this podcast, please share it. It would mean so much to me to help spread this message, to continue to be a vessel for this. Come join Rose Gold Goddesses. Again, rosegoldgoddesses.com. You can check out our community over there. We would love to have you. Check out my yoga journal feature. It's available anywhere that magazines are sold right now. And if you loved this episode, I would love if you could leave me a review in the iTunes store. And as a free gift, I will share with you the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Simply email a screenshot of your review over to sahara@eatfeelfresh.com. Again, Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, @eatfeelfresh.com. And I will send you over the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Thank you, and namaste.